Today's digest for Sunday, June 21st, 2026. 10 items today covering AI talent moves, the music hidden inside AI training data, agents turning into an attack surface, a run of fresh breaches, and a secure boot deadline worth your attention. It is a heavy news day for both the AI industry and the people defending against it. Here's the rundown. First up, a major talent move in AI research. John Jumper, who shared the 2024 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for AlphaFold, is leaving Google DeepMind for rival Anthropic after nearly 9 years on the protein folding work that won that prize. Jumper was handed the AlphaFold team just 6 months out of his doctorate, and in his farewell he thanked DeepMind chief Dimitris Hassabis for, in his words, taking a real chance on him. He is not the only big name heading for the exits. Character AI co-founder Noam Shazir also left DeepMind this week, though he went to OpenAI rather than Anthropic. Bloomberg reports Jumper was central to Google's coding tools, an area the company has struggled to turn into product. The throughline is hard to miss. The frontier labs are now competing as fiercely for a handful of senior researchers as they are for compute and customers. Next, a striking look at what is actually inside AI training data. The Atlantic's Alex Reisner uncovered 4 datasets of music used to train AI models and turned them into a database the public can search. 2 of the sets are enormous, one holding about 12 million tracks and another roughly 9 million, while 2 smaller sets each top 100,000 songs. Reisner found the collections have been downloaded thousands of times, and both Google and Stability AI have acknowledged using them in research papers. The artists swept in range from Lady Gaga and Radiohead to Wu-Tang Clan and Aphex Twin. Many of the sets are just lists of links to songs on YouTube and Spotify, then pulled down in bulk by automated tools, some of which sidestep the logins and ads that would normally pay creators. It is one of the clearest pictures yet of how much copyrighted music sits underneath today's generative models. Also today, a pointed warning from Signal President Meredith Whitaker. Speaking with Bloomberg, she pushed back on the growing habit of treating AI chatbots as companions. Her line was blunt. "These are not your friends," she said. "These are not conscious beings. These are not sentient interlocutors. Her deeper worry is access." She pointed to the vision, floated by Microsoft AI chief Mustafa Suleiman, of an assistant that does your holiday shopping, and noted what that really requires: your credit card, your browser, your messages, your home address, and your calendar. She called that kind of sweeping reach a sort of backdoor. Whitaker said she uses AI sparingly, mostly to format documents, and avoids asking it real questions because she wants to protect her own thinking. It is a useful counterweight to a market racing to make these tools feel personal. Moving to the engineering side, Martin Fowler's site published a detailed case study on building reliable agentic AI, written by ThoughtWorks consultant Sarang Kulkarni with Bayer's research team. The system called Prince helps pharmaceutical researchers dig through decades of preclinical safety data, and it grew in 3 stages, from simple search, to question answering, to multi-step agent workflows. The lessons are refreshingly unglamorous. The team chased accuracy first, and optimized cost only later. They leaned on 2 kinds of reflection: one that checks whether the plan makes sense, and one that checks whether the evidence is actually sufficient. They kept fallback model providers ready so a single outage cannot take the system down, and they tied every claim back to a source document. It is a grounded blueprint for teams trying to move agents from demo to production. Now to security, where AI agents are becoming the attack surface. Microsoft's Defender research team disclosed a technique it calls AutoJack, in which a single malicious web page can hijack an AI browsing agent and run code on the underlying machine. The short version, without the mechanics, is that some agent tools expose a powerful local service that a hostile page can reach once the agent loads it, with no sign-in and no further clicks from the user. Microsoft says the widely used stable release of the affected tool, AutoGen Studio, is not vulnerable, but 2 pre-release builds shipped the risky component and remain available. A fix has landed in the project's main code, but has not yet reached a patched stable release. The takeaway for anyone wiring up autonomous browsing agents is sobering. The same autonomy that makes them useful also lets a booby-trapped page act with the agent's own privileges. Staying with AI supply chains, Microsoft tied a major package compromise to the North Korean group it tracks as Sapphire Sleet. On June 17th, attackers took over a maintainer account with publishing rights across the Mastra AI framework and, in a single automated burst lasting about 88 minutes, pushed malicious updates to roughly 144 packages. The poisoned releases pulled in a lookalike dependency whose name imitates a popular date library, and on install it ran a hidden dropper and phoned home to attacker infrastructure. Microsoft assesses with high confidence that this is Sapphire Sleet, a state actor that usually chases financial targets based on tradecraft it has used before. For developers, the lesson is the now familiar one. A trusted package name is not the same as trusted code, and install scripts deserve far more scrutiny than they usually get. Another supply chain breach hit the sales software world. Salesforce disabled its integration with Clue, a competitive intelligence app, after attackers abused the connection to siphon customer data. Investigators at ReliaQuest traced the entry point to an old forgotten credential left active from a prototype integration, which let the attacker slip a code change into Clue systems and harvest the access tokens that customers use to link their own Salesforce and Gong accounts. From there, the crew, tracked as Icarus and active since April, queried Salesforce for nearly a full day and pulled business contacts, sales notes, pricing, and deal information for extortion. The victims are notable, including the security firm Huntress and Recorded Future, plus Tanium and Jamf. It is the latest reminder that your security perimeter now includes every third-party app you have granted access to your data. For a wider security roundup, HelpNet Security's Week in Review pulls together a rough stretch. Researchers exposed configuration files from roughly 74,000 Fortinet firewalls and VPN gateways worldwide, a leak nicknamed FortiBleed, after the data surfaced on an attacker-controlled server. Separately, the U.S. Cyber Agency added a critical Splunk Enterprise flaw to its known exploited list, warning that it allows remote code execution and is already under active attack, with federal agencies ordered to patch fast. The week also brought fresh exploited bugs in Cisco and FortiSandbox gear and a law enforcement win where Operation Endgame dismantled the infrastructure behind a long-running malware crew, taking down more than 100 servers and cleaning 15,000 hijacked websites. If you run any of this gear, treat this as a patch now week. Onto a breach with a sharp privacy edge. The cybercrime group Shiny Hunters published about 45 gigabytes of data stolen from Madison Square Garden after the company let a ransom deadline pass. The dump landed on June 16th, less than 2 weeks after the Knicks won the NBA Finals, and the attackers claim it holds more than 26 million customer and corporate records, beyond names, addresses, social security numbers, and credit scores. The data reportedly includes facial recognition surveillance records and talent files listing home addresses and risk ratings for high-profile guests. That last part turns a data breach into a physical safety problem and fuel for targeted social engineering. A federal class action lawsuit followed almost immediately, accusing the company of negligent data practices. It shows how much sensitive data a single venue operator can quietly accumulate. Last item, a deadline that touches almost every modern PC. Starting June 24th, a set of Microsoft certificates that underpin Secure Boot, the firmware feature that checks your machine boot's trusted code, begins to expire, with a related bootloader certificate following in October. The good news is that June 24th is not a hard cliff. Microsoft is rolling replacement certificates out through Windows Update, and most people who keep their machines current will not have to lift a finger. The risk is quieter. A device that misses the refresh will not suddenly stop working, but over time it can fall behind on these boot-level protections without the owner noticing, and some older machines may never get the fix for home users. The action is simple. Install your updates. Administrators should check Microsoft's inventory commands to confirm the new certificates are in place before the old ones lapse. That's the digest for June 21st. AI talent is on the move. Agents are turning into a real attack surface, and the breaches keep landing close to home. Thanks for listening. Take care of your updates, and I'll see you tomorrow.